You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast. Bonnie's still upstairs. She's on her way down. And I'll get started because I have to run. I have to get a flight to New Orleans. And then tomorrow leave New Orleans and take a cruise to Mexico on the Impractical Jokers cruise. They do a cruise for all their fans, and there's like I don't know, 15 comics on it. Myself, let's see who I can remember offhand: Sam Morrell, Luis Gomez, Ari Shafir, Yamanika, Mike Vecchione. Who else is on it? Mike Fenoya. There's a lot of comics on it. And I think we do like one show a night. And we land in Mexico for a day. I took off all my good jewelry. And I'm not wearing it there because I don't want to get robbed. And this is boring. So let me... Oh, listen. You have to go to the Comedy Cellar and buy tickets for Monday, November 6th. Would you bang them? We're doing a live show Monday, November 6th. Would you bang them? Great comics are on the show. There's a lot of great comics. It's going to be a lot of fun. Who's on? Florentine, Mark Norman, Mike Yard, Sean Donnelly, Lynn Coplitz. There's a lot. So that's Monday, November 6th. Get your tickets at the Comedy Cellar website. And also go behind the wall. We're sent a bunch of videos back there. So there's some new content. It's only $1.99 a month or something. Something stupid. Less than a cup of coffee in some places. You know, definitely less than a cup of coffee at the airport. That's going to be more than $2. Let's see, what else do I have to complain about? Well, that's about it. So here comes Bonnie.
I didn't know you started.
Yeah, I started 2 minutes and 35 seconds ago, and I said absolutely nothing.
Wow, you're to like one of those. Do you think you could do a podcast by yourself?
I could easily do a podcast by myself if I had the topics in my head, what I wanted to do beforehand.
Well, that's not like someone else doesn't put them there.
Yeah.
So if you had the you're saying if I had the topics, you would have the topics because you got the topics.
Yeah. So I could do it. What are you saying?
I'm saying it's not like a really if then.
Well, if there was something worth talking about.
Like, you either would or you wouldn't.
It's if it's worth talking about, then I would do it. You know.
Okay.
I mean,
what would be your topics today?
My topics today would be what's going on today?
Oh my God. All right, forget it then.
I don't really have any topics offhand today that I could think of. I could think of how you screwed up Mindhunter on TV.
I don't know.
Like the other night, we're watching it. We're on episode
okay,
6.
No, okay. So go on to Netflix and then click Mindhunter, then it tells you what episode you're on. So I just clicked it, and we watched the whole thing, and then it turned out to be the season finale.
Yeah, and we were only on episode 6.
And so we had then Well, that was the other night, though. Neither one of us realized. Well, I knew it was the season finale, but I couldn't believe we'd watched that many.
Well, I hope she...
Then you were like, let's watch Mindhunter. I was like, we already watched. Then we had to go back and watch 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, we knew. We knew the ending. And it's a good... Look, I like the show. It's about, you know, profiling, which John Douglas pretty much started for the FBI. And it's only the beginning of profiling. It's only the beginning. It's not deep, deep profiling. I read all the books.
I John knew Douglas. You were going to say that you read all the books because...
Can you hand me a tissue behind you, please?
Anytime I brought up if you read books before we were married, you would say that.
The napkin right there. Thank you.
You said tissue.
What's the difference? Oh, really?
So I was looking for tissue, not a napkin.
Yeah, I read all the books. You know, Mindhunter, Journey into Darkness, and whatever. Anyhow, it's a good show. I don't think there was enough profiling this season. I guess it's the beginning of how they started profiling, right? I bought a Dramamine for the boat, and it says 24 hours. It lasts 24 hours. Then I read directions. Take one, and then maybe take another one. Well, then why would it say take another one if it says 24 hours? So can they make up their mind?
You caught them in a catch 22.
Yeah, yeah, that's all I'm saying. What is that on the floor? Why are your nails so dirty? I've never seen a lady's nails that dirty. What
dirty.
The hell? Are you been working on a motor or something? Why are your nails dirty for
please,
a lady?
I have a little bit of dirt under one of my nails.
No.
That's the only one.
God.
Don't
really?
Act
Let
like...
Let me see them all. Let me see all your nails. Put them down. That one's dirt. Why are you getting mad at me?
It's this part.
No. Something almost caught my throat. I had a fur
it makes
ball.
It, you sound. You were trying to pretend you were throwing up by looking at my nails.
No, I was looking
which
at your face.
Which they're not manicured. I'll give you that.
Manicured or cleaned. I mean, there's something wrong. You're a good-looking gal, but you know, if you're gonna
there,
go,
I
if you
listen,
were going to a party,
I'll totally cop to the fact that I'm hygiene is my, you know, I do European style, but like that's one tiny bit of dirt under one. Like you're acting, you're making it sound like I've been like out gardening.
I don't know. I'm surprised you're not wearing a mechanic suit right now as we do this. How come we weren't invited to the Caroline's party where they have that the New York Comedy Festival party? I didn't get
it. We're not in the New York Comedy Festival,
but they invite us every year.
Well, every year we're in it.
No.
I think it's only the people that are in it.
No, we get invited whether we're in it or not.
Well, I don't know. Why don't they put it on another list? Things that fucking...
I can't go anyhow.
Of course you can't.
I'm
of course
working.
You can't. Because why would you waste a good, like, feeling slighted just because you can't go?
I can't go. I'm working now.
No, I know you can't go. There's no way you could possibly go, but God damn it, you're going to still get angry about not getting an invite.
If we don't get invited, yes, I will be angry. Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I don't have time for fucking any kind of New York comedy bullshit, Caroline's bullshit. I also, if I couldn't go, do you think I would spend more than 3 seconds thinking about it? No.
I'm not thinking about it. I'm just.
You
wondering.
Are thinking about it. You've brought it. It's one of your topics,
yeah,
on your podcast. Which I, you know, I'm about to let you fly out of the nest here, and it doesn't look like you're ready.
About this topic?
No, about doing the podcast on your own.
Oh, I could easily do it on my own. But what I'm saying is,
do you really think like okay, just do two? I'll time you for 2 minutes on your own. Okay, do 2 minutes and just like. I have a feeling you think like, I don't know. I don't want to be that person anymore.
You are what person? Dirty nail
wagging at her husband.
Well, all I'm saying is we've worked Caroline's for years. We're friends. We're good friends with Caroline. With
but
Lewis.
What you could call, I know what you could call the podcast by yourself. What? Grievances with Richard Voss.
Yes.
So, do you see the Kathy Griffin list of grievances?
Can I finish my 2 minutes?
When I was watching Kathy Griffin, okay,
Do I get my 2 minutes?
I decided against it.
I'll do a minute.
No, listen, look at you. You're too eager. First of all, you're too eager to do it by yourself. That's why you shouldn't. If you think you can do it, a podcast by yourself, it's going to go off the rails bad.
Oh, is that your theory?
It's boring.
All right,
so you're not holding yourself to a high enough standard.
Yes, I do.
But to do a podcast by yourself, just listen to someone else talk for an hour. That
Billy does his own podcast every week. Billy,
did
Burr.
You ever listen to it?
No, but I heard it.
No.
I don't listen to any podcast.
But all you do in your head is like, if Billy can do it, so can I.
No, I'm not saying I can do it as well.
Then don't do it at all. That's the difference between you and I.
Oh, it is? Is that the one difference?
And yeah, do it well or don't do it at all. Right, that's why I hate doing this podcast.
Because we don't do it well.
I don't. It's me I hate, Rich.
You know how many people send us cartoons of us?
Oh, my God. Why don't you... Okay, so many things to go over. Kathy Griffin. But to also remind... Actually, we should talk about the... They did a parody of us or whatever.
Oh, in Brooklyn.
Stop with the gum. Take it out.
Okay, it's...
You're like this... Do you really, okay, honestly, is that what you think the pocket grievances and like
grievances and gum
and wet mouth noises with Richard Voss? Grievances and wet mouth noises with Richard Voss. Boy, people just, who wouldn't want to listen to that? You know what I mean?
No,
it's like
I don't explain
everyone
it.
Has grievances and wet mouth noises. So
what do you want to talk about first? Brooklyn?
They did a show, Rich. Oh, how many times did you bring that up? They're doing us.
Yeah.
Some guy is doing us. He played the thing.
Well, no, I got a video sent to me of this guy performing, and he's doing me. He's got it, but I mean, he's doing the
he's
list.
He's literally doing
too much list.
Rich.
Too much list.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, but I did. Every word is a lisp.
Well, almost. He's overdoing it. That's what caricature is.
Not, I mean, it's exaggerated. That's but correct. He had some of the lines down. But in the beginning, he goes, "Hey, gay guy," or this and that. Like I, whatever.
What? Like you're gay?
No, I was talking to someone in the audience. I said, "Give me a coffee."
Oh.
Like what I used to tell all new comics, "Give me a coffee," and he had that down. And then he did some last comic standing stuff. Like what the fuck? That was 15 years ago. You know, I've done a lot of other things.
But
since
what can
then.
He make fun of? It's that's the most. You know,
that I took third
one.
Place. And anyhow, so then someone came out and played Bonnie. And then I found out the guy who sent me the video.
Someone came out and played Bonnie was a man.
I don't know who it was. I don't know who the two comics were.
Brunette wig.
But
he did nothing that was even remotely me.
Yeah.
Called you stupid or something.
I don't know. But the show I found out, the guy who sent me the video, I talked to him. I go, "What is this?" He goes, "They do a show in Brooklyn where comics imitate other comics. I guess Mark Norman puts it together." And I guess he said they did Louie, Sarah, these other comics did us.
Tina and Amy.
Did they do Tina and Amy? He didn't tell me that. Are you making that up?
No, because I saw a thing.
A
from
clip?
From Kern.
From what?
Kern. That's how you call
it.
Karen and Micah.
They were there?
Well, I saw like an Instagram or something where they were like, I must have been the same show. They were doing Tina.
Oh, those two were.
Yeah.
Well, it was funny. It was funny. I mean, the audience knew who we were, so it's kind of flattering, I guess.
Well, you sure brought it up a lot.
I didn't bring it up a lot. I brought it up twice.
The lisp bothered you.
Yeah, well, when they do it, you know, right now, when I'm talking, there's no lisp.
But you know why they do a lisp? Because it's hard to just do, like, the sounds of, like, wet and gum. So they just go into lisp zone.
Well, anyhow,
like,
I don't
how
know.
Are you supposed to be creating what your mouth is naturally doing all the time? It's impossible. Give me coffee.
Oh, really? Okay, fan.
No, I'm not a fan. That's where you're wrong. I'm not a fan. And if you're going, you're like a person that'll just, I'm going to fucking swing my arms in the air all day long. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk around swinging my arms in the air. And then somebody's like, "Hey, Rich Voss swings his arm in the air." God, I'm also moving my feet. Okay? Well, so...
What the fuck? Are you crazy?
Do you not get what I'm saying? In any way? I'm saying you're willing to chew gum and go...
I'm not doing it. You can't hear me.
Yeah, people can hear you.
In the beginning, when I first put it in my mouth...
No, we get... It's about it all the time.
One or two. The same person. Who, Anthony Rogers? Anthony doesn't say anything negative.
No, he's funny.
Neither's Lou.
He's not a fan, as you put it.
What is he?
Well, because he doesn't make fun of your typical things. He goes deeper. He makes fun of more specific things.
Yes.
All I'm saying is that these things.
Anthony Rogers is head of our fan club. Want to make him the head of our fan club?
Yes.
Okay.
Anthony Rogers
is now president of My Wife Hates Me fan club. And if you have any grievances or any...
take it to Anthony Rogers.
Take it to Anthony, the president of My Wife Hates Me fan club.
Put it on your bio and your Twitter so people can...
What? You know. I don't have room left on my bio and my Twitter.
Not you. I'm talking to Anthony.
Oh, the head of My Wife Hates Me fan club?
Our president.
President.
Listen, can I just... Yeah,
we didn't have elections, though. Or we didn't have any runner-ups.
I mean, we don't have any other people that give a shit about our podcast.
Lou could be vice president.
All right. Anybody out there that's listening, you are now officially on the council of My Wife Hates Me fan club.
So Anthony's president.
I'm not going to go through. I don't even remember their fucking names. What are you? Anthony's president. Like you're becoming like mentally handicapped before my very eyes. Anthony's president. Anytime I try to change the subject, who can be the sick Anthony's president? Is this what your fucking old age is going to be like? Just you talking about some fucking imaginary My Wife Hates Me fan club?
Oh no, it's going to be big.
Oh no, it's going to be big.
I think maybe he'll. Maybe we could have him sell the merch.
Stop.
Who can we get to sell the merch?
Why are you doing it? Do you think it's interesting?
Do you think anything you say is interesting?
Anthony.
Oh, really?
Anthony, could you type up a letter for me?
Punch you in your face.
Anthony, he's the president of our fan club. Anthony, can you dictate for me when you're doing an impression of the legend Rich Voss?
Hit you in the fucking head. Okay.
I'm gonna need a new piece of Nicaragua. I need a new piece of Nicaragua. Keep typing, Anthony. Don't do the lisp.
I hope you
read that back to me. Anthony's the president of our fan club.
Yeah. Oh boy. Aren't you funny? And you called me mean after the last podcast. Bonnie goes, "You're mean. You're the meanest person I've ever met in my life."
Listen to me though. Listen to me. I'll put some effort into that. Okay, that wasn't just straight up, you're a piece of shit, which that runs through my head all the time. I say, no, you're on a podcast. Try to make it funny. Try to vocalize in a more, with imagery, how you feel about this man. That's what I do. Not you, you dumb, dirty nails.
Yeah.
Look at this bitch. They're Anthony the fan club.
So let me tell you.
Why do you do this on the table?
Really? Yes. I don't know.
You're constantly...
Quit doing it. You know,
I can't get enough. I actually have dry mouth now. I've
Yeah, I suppose. It's not the only thing dry on you.
How do you get all the... You're your mouth is like a car wash.
Yeah,
just endlessly.
Good. Fucking dryness. Oh, so last night...
This is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Put that into something that's interesting. You want to talk about my dry pussy?
No, I didn't say that.
Or my whole dry, I'm just, pretty soon I'll just be a tumbleweed. Okay, I'm fucking heading into tumbleweed age. So put that into something that's slightly interesting instead of just, you fucking dry.
I'm in and out. I don't do characters.
You don't have to do characters. But I don't do characters. You want to do a podcast by yourself, and I haven't heard. To be honest with you, not one bit, not one joke.
That's because you don't shut up. You're yapping.
Take it away.
So last night, okay, Bonnie.
Not good enough.
So Bonnie goes to CrossFit. And she comes home with these fucking bruises on her butt. I mean, these are, it looks like a car accident.
They're not bruises. They were a rash that then became a scab.
What kind of exercise are you doing where you get major fucking butt disfiguration?
It's hard to explain.
No, it isn't. Yeah, is somebody spanking you?
One person gets behind you. And then you lean forward, you know, touching your toes. No, it's from sit-ups.
How would you get...
Because you're doing speed sit-ups. This one workout we had to do like 100 sit-ups as fast as you could or whatever. And it, you know.
So last night, because I'm leaving today, Monday's... like every other Monday, like I say in my act, is like sex night for us.
And you say it in your act?
I do a bit about it.
Well, let's hear a little bit of it.
It's really funny.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, folks, sorry. I guess you're going to have to pay to go behind the wall. If you want to hear anything funny or interesting from Rich Voss.
I'm not doing my material on the podcast. Come see me live.
Okay. You take yourself so seriously.
Because I'm a serious person when I'm doing this.
I'm serious. Why would you say that we have sex Monday nights?
Usually Mondays, because Mondays is a night of rest and relax. You know, we relax, little TV.
There's a lot of this on a sex night. Should I take a pill? I'm going to take a pill. When should I take the pill? I'm going to take it. I'm taking it. You can't back out now.
It's part of my act.
That's what you you do?
Something like that. It's funny.
I was able to ad lib it pretty fucking quickly.
It's not that exactly. Whoa.
Oh, what else?
So anyhow, last night.
I'm going to guess you say something super disparaging about me. Just
no.
In some way being a woman or getting old or ugly pussy.
No,
or,
I don't say that. I would never say that about.
Or bad at it.
No, I never say anything negative about you.
Not about yourself.
Or you. I say stuff negative about me.
In your act, you always do that thing where you have the last word.
No, I don't always have the last word.
Which I always feel like is a little...
Well, please. Who cares?
I mean, you have the last word. You have this scenario. No, in what joke?
I don't even remember, but I'll think of one.
No, I don't do it.
Yes.
It's been something I'm pretty against.
No, yeah.
As a rule.
Well, you don't have that rule. And listen, you don't have that rule when it comes to arguing.
Let me tell people what it is.
You don't have that rule when it comes to arguing. You always have that last word. Totally different.
When a comedian is on stage telling a story about something that happened, maybe he's presenting it as a true story or yesterday this happened, then you have, I just realized so many of them. Can I use one of your jokes? It's a funny joke.
Go ahead, use your dumb one.
Oh my God, I just realized this might be the basis of your.
No, it isn't. I have tons of material. I'm so...
Okay, well, I'll do the
Voss. Other night, Florentine watched me. Not only did I kill, I was clean. He goes, damn, that was clean.
That's not what I want people to say after I'm done my set. But
well, because it was clever.
Congratulations. Oh, yeah, well, you added the clever. He just said clean.
No, he said very funny and clean.
Did he say very funny?
Very funny. My new opening is killer. Go ahead.
Can I explain what it is? Like, this is a joke where the comedian gets the last laugh. But I always think it's not fair because... as a comedian, you have all the time to think about it and craft your response.
And maybe that's how it happened.
You didn't really save time.
Yeah.
What you're at a hotel? A lot of yours are at a hotel.
No, two of them.
No, this one. Know. What's your last name? Voss. VOS. Oh, VLS?
No, that was years ago.
Okay, so what? It's just an example. It's just as an example.
Well, that's a true story. It's a true story. Years ago, people, I go, spell your name. I go V-O-S, and they would go V-L-S. I go, yeah, my last name has no vowels.
Yeah, you get the last word. You
yeah, because the fucking guy's an idiot. Why should I give
A, the, I'm a professional comedian. I'm going to be able to fucking win this fight. B, I've had 10 to 15 years to perfect that
No, and you want to hear the new one? The new last name one? Because it happens to me. I can't help
it. Okay, first of all, how many times did... I think it's a funny joke. I'm just... Two. You're trying to make it seem like... It had... L?
No, no. The other, last 2 weeks ago when I was in wherever I was, they go, you know, I was, you know, doing the paperwork. He said, spell your last name. I said, V-O-S. And he's staring at me. He said, is that it? And I go, no. I need to take a break after I say three letters. I'm going to go take a nap and I'll come back and finish the spelling of my last name.
Great. What did he do?
What's that?
What did he do?
What do you mean, what did he do? I didn't really say that to him. That's what I added. But he did say, is that it?
But this is the perfect
but
example.
I did, well, no, I did say something to him. Negative.
What?
I go, yeah, that's it. I know how to spell my last name, or why are you questioning it?
Okay, but I'm saying,
you know,
in
is
this
that it?
Type of joke.
No, he goes, is that it? I go, no, I don't know how to spell it. Whatever.
Right, you said something.
Yeah, because after after years of hearing somebody question your last name.
I get it. But do you understand the premise of what I'm saying?
Yes, your premise is stupid.
When I retell this, I'm going to say, and then he told me my premise was stupid, and then I'm going to think about it. I'm going to give myself a week to think of a really clever response, and then I'm going to take that on stage. And that's going to be my new opener.
Good.
I was telling my husband that this type of joke didn't work. He said, your theory is stupid.
So we're having sex, but I couldn't perform looking at her scars on her butt last night. So I turned the light off. Right?
I you make no sense to me.
Why?
Because I don't know what kind of man is like so put off by everything. I mean, just
a man.
Just so like anything that's a little bit wrong or
a bunch of scars? Not scars.
You know what they are. You're not like you should be like, "Oh, my wife, I hope those don't hurt her." Have some feeling about it, some empathy, which I know you lack.
Why don't you tell the Kathy Griffin story that you're ready to start
on?
Oh,
really? Why? Why, Rich?
Because you have a good...
Because you're a fucking disgusting pig.
Oh, now I'm a pig. But here's Bonnie's podcast.
Yeah, because you're like, you're here's just Bonnie's telling everyone on the podcast, my disgusting wife, and I still had to fuck her. Yeah, like, then I go, no. You know, you're kind of mean. Oh, really? Oh, you're so sensitive.
Oh, is that what I do? So sensitive? Now I talk like a little kid?
You're so sensitive.
You're really cruising. All right, so...
So take it back. You did
oh,
not.
I'm sorry.
Why would you bring it up? Okay, this is you.
I'm sorry.
You only had one topic in your head, and it's like, I'm going to bring up those motherfucking scars.
I had a lot of topics.
I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but I'm going to talk about those fucking scars on her ass and how I had to fuck it anyway. That's what marriage is, folks. You got one thing to fuck, and you got to figure out how to do it. Is that your fucking?
Is that a show for True TV?
Solo podcast.
Is that a
no,
show for
stop,
True TV?
No, I heard you the first time.
What is a show for True TV this week?
We're gonna give you scenarios, and then you're gonna have a week and a half to come up with a clever retort.
How about job interviews?
Some of this you have to do on your own. If you have a joke about that show that we saw last night, the preview called Job Interviews, then go ahead and do it.
I'm setting you
up. You don't
up.
Just lobby it out there and then wait for me to do all the work.
I'm the...
You're just sitting there waiting. Well, the problem is for me to be funny, I've got to think about this scenario.
I don't have
the
to think about
for
it.
For a couple of weeks.
Oh, really? Huh? I don't know how to ad lib.
Well, you're not doing it now. I mean, I don't know what to say about
it. I'm a little tired. It's early.
Wait, this is the problem with you.
What?
You just think if you don't feel like doing something, you don't have to do it.
Yeah, you can carry this one. I carry a lot of them.
All I do is use it.
Yeah.
Job interviews. Yeah. You said it. When Sandy died, you were so fucking sad.
Don't you talk to her from the grave or him from the grave?
See? That's what you're doing. This will kill. How are you going to do one by yourself? What if you don't feel like doing it, the podcast, when it's by yourself?
Then I won't do it. I'll wait till later.
Be like, I'm tired. I got to travel. It's like you do the podcast like talking. It's like you're leaving a long voicemail for your mother. That's how they'll describe your podcast.
My mother died.
I know. This will give you a nice long chance to get the last word in.
Anything else you want to
what?
Attack me
I'm
for?
I'm in Long Island this week. Are we almost done? Are we doing plugs?
Well, no, we're at a half an hour. We'll do like a few more minutes.
Come on, we'll discuss it. You're going on a cruise.
I already discussed it.
You didn't. Nobody knows you. He comes into the bedroom every fucking 15 minutes. Should I take this watch on the boat? I'm not going to wear my fancy rings. We have to get off in Mexico.
Yeah, I'm not bringing anything valuable. There's no reason for that.
The amount of thought that you've put in. Okay, every morning I'm going to spend an hour with Tim Dillon. Okay, no more than that. I don't want to lead the fellow on. And then I'm going to go to the gym.
Me and Sam Morrell said we're going to go to the gym, play some basketball.
Okay. Sam, is it Morrell?
Sam Morrell. Oh. Morrell, I don't know.
Who fucking cares about that guy?
I do, I like him.
No, I do too. I'm just joking. Just trying to get anything happening here.
Is there
on
any
the
comic?
Podcast. Any kind of
any
friction?
Any comic you want to?
I hope Anthony's taking notes. I hope Anthony's taking notes.
Any comic you want to? What's the word?
Fuck.
No. Oh, really? No one's gonna fuck you with those bruises. You better wait till those.
I'm not saying. I can't even.
What?
A, you told too much.
No, I didn't. A couple bruises from CrossFit. People expect that.
They know how you're looking at the bruises.
No, they don't.
Well, how else would you be having sex with someone with their fucking ass bruises in your face?
Through the mirror.
Like we're both standing up?
No, you could be on top and I'm looking at the mirror.
Oh,
okay. From behind.
All right.
So there's many different ways. I walk in a room and you're before we start. Bonnie has a fucking smoking body, though. I'm not gonna lie. That CrossFit.
I just
worked.
Hate looking at it. I just think it's gross.
I got a stomach ache.
Oh, do you? Okay, here we go. Stomach ache, doc, with Rich Foss. I shit three times today.
That's what you said to me yesterday.
I tried to show you what you're like. It's called mirroring.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bonnie brags about how many times she goes to the bathroom. Whatever. I'm not here to talk negative about my wife. I love my wife, so I don't know why, you know, she attacks me. Maybe, you know, it's easy to, you know, to tear someone down to build yourself up. I don't do that. To tear yourself
up. Not in the moment, but you wait a week.
Yeah.
And then form a really good punchline.
Yeah. Good, you know, however you feel you want to portray yourself as the co-host to My Wife Hates Me, but, you know, it's not all about meanness. And don't get off the, and then we're done with the podcast, this is what, you're so mean, what are you talking about my butt scores?
I don't get why, it's not that you wouldn't, it's honestly, it's not that you talked about my butt scars. It's that you're like, you're not funny. And then you just, all you do is like, I had to fuck that last night.
I didn't
that
say
was
it like
the
that.
Take. That was the take on the whole
I
thing.
I enjoyed it. I didn't say
I
it
had
like
to
that.
Turn off the lights. I mean, I was forced to look at, you don't know what I had to deal with last night, folks. A Viagra can help the emotional scars.
The lines on this thing is really off the chart when you yell like that.
Well, this, I...
What?
I don't know what to, I don't know. I'll put it over there.
No, that's good. Bring it back. Talk about Kathy Griffin real quick.
this is the kind of podcast that I think you could do. If Kathy did this as a weekly thing, I would totally watch it. She should just...
Or listen, you mean?
No, it was watch. This was a video.
Oh.
So she made a 17-minute video. I don't know why that's such a big deal. Because I guess she wrote, like, if you have 17 minutes, watch this. And it's just a list of grievances, people that she's felt have done her wrong over the years and that are out to get her. It's a little bit paranoid. A lot of inside, you know, she says, like, Andy Cohen offered her coke the two times that... Which I think is funny that, like... It's like, have we been... some of these men are sexual predators, and I also heard some of them are doing cocaine. It's like, where are we, you know? Mm-hmm. Where are we? I mean, is this Hollywood or not? And then...
That's kind of ratting. I don't like that. That's being a snitch.
That's just like, hey,
well,
he's a bad
guy. And I like Kathy, but you could say, you know, this guy's an asshole to me, this and that, why he's an asshole, but going, he offered me coke, that's... Just being a snitch,
I guess. Yeah, I don't know why she did that. And then anyway, so but it was good juicy info, you know.
Yeah.
Because also then, okay, so you Google that 17-minute rant by Kathy Griffin. I saw it on the Huffington Post. You can watch, they do snippets of it, or you can watch the whole thing. I'll watch the whole thing. And why are you looking at your watch?
To see what time it is, because I got to leave.
It's right there.
No, that's the time of how long the podcast is going. I'm looking at my watch to see what time it is.
You don't have a running time of day on your...
All right, go.
Computer.
So it's 17 minutes long.
Anyway, it was just... And it was all like her taking down gay guys. Harvey Levin.
Wait, Harvey Levin's gay?
Yes.
No, TMZ?
I mean, I didn't even know that until I watched the video.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, it makes perfect sense. I don't know why I didn't know it. And Anderson Cooper and Cohen. She really takes shots. And then she takes shots at the head of CNN.
Just because they're gay, she's not going after gay people. She was going after them personally.
Okay, listen to this story she told on here. So her reps, she talks a lot about her reps and a lot of women reps that didn't support her. You know, and you know, honestly, like, part of me was like, oh, she's rich and she's probably a problem. And of course, you know, whatever, she should just be happy with what she gets. But then on the other hand, I was like, I bet she does get a lot of shit. Like,
when we met her, she was so nice. When we
she was wonderful.
In
yeah.
In the casino, remember?
Yeah. But she probably, like, you know, she probably is considered, like, she's loud and slightly obnoxious, and
so is Joan Rivers.
Opinionated, and she says Harvey Levin is a huge Trump supporter. Tried to get her to, you know, it's like none of it makes any sense, Kathy. You've created more questions than you've answered. Don't you see that now? And then,
well, she's fighting a whole crew. You know,
what is she doing? She's just like. She doused herself in gasoline and lit the match, baby, which I think is pretty brave. But I just think, oh, if you've got money, what a wonderful way to go out. Like, that's the way we should end our careers. Hopefully we'll get big enough that we can implode. we won't be able to. No one will care. We're doing videos every week of everyone we hate. No one cares.
No, they would care. You're talking about it. You know, people are talking about it.
That's Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin wanted just to do the improvs and Funny Bones, she could easily make $25,000 to $50,000 a week minimum just doing those clubs, you know. So
she
said
she's selling out a world tour right now.
Yeah, she sells out theaters. So they can't take her down if she's still showing
up. Now
she's theaters.
Trying to take down the head of the gays. It's like that's her whole audience, isn't it?
Well, what do you mean the head? Andy Cohen's the head of the gays?
Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper, they're the head of the gays.
No. So you think
they're
maybe,
the two little.
So I think Anthony Rogers should get with them and discuss.
Anthony Rogers, we need you to infiltrate the head of the gays.
you know, her.
This is your first assignment.
She's not going after
for
gay
my
people.
Wife hates me.
She's
podcast.
Going after people okay. that are.
Okay, then the head of CNN, she said that her people wouldn't try to help her get a raise, so she called him personally.
Who, Zucker?
Yeah, and asked for a raise, and I guess they got into a pretty big altercation, and she said, "Do you know who you're talking to?" And he hung up, and then, you know, she had to, like, at some point, I guess, after she met with her team on what to do, she had to call him back crying, and she took a 20% pay cut. Isn't what? That like the worst story you've ever heard?
What was, oh, for CNN, what was she doing?
For the weekend, the New Year's Eve thing.
She worked one day a year.
Yeah. I mean, I guess she helped produce it and write it and stuff.
I know, but how much can you get paid for one day? I guess a lot.
I mean, you should, if you, after doing it for so many years, you probably should expect a raise. But what, like, what business acumen that you're going to... I guess the one thing about getting a raise is that you have to be willing to walk away. And clearly.
Well, look. You know, these people...
But that makes like, Jeff Zucker look bad, too. That's like a shitty
well,
thing
you know, whenever they say their career is over, it's not... They're still going to make... You still can make a couple million a year just doing clubs. So...
Well, so I was thinking she's like... You know, I'm sure she could live for the rest of her life, no problem.
When you get to a point of doing what you do... Look, there was a time in my career when I was doing theaters and selling out clubs. Now I'm not, but I'm still content. I would like things to get better, but I'm still making a living. So people go, oh, her career is over. Her career is far from over. She'll always work. You know, even during Joan Rivers, the worst parts of her career was she was, you know, everything, body turned on her. She couldn't, you know, work. Mm-hmm. She always still could make a living. You know, even though it was brutal, you know, there was a time in her career. And you look at Dice, you know, there's times he, you know, wasn't Dice doing, but he's still doing clubs, selling out, you know, and now he's doing, you know, movies, TV, whatever. It goes up and down, you know. It's just that when Kathy, her whole downfall is when she did that Trump thing, thinking that all of Hollywood would support her. Because they're, you know, pretty liberal, and they all turned their back on her.
Right.
And, you know, so now she's at war with all of them.
Well, that's the thing, like...
you know, because there's a lot of people in Hollywood that do, like...
She does cater to this sort of fame at all costs kind of brand that she has. And then that's like playing with fire a little bit, I guess, when you do, like, stuff like the Trump thing. It's like it can work out in your favor in a big way. You get a lot of attention, or you can get a lot of attention in a negative way. Which
yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you can't even...
Is what happened, you know, but you can't... This is the thing, I...
If someone held Obama's head like that, they would have been
done. I'm not saying... Listen, I'm not getting into that about it. I'm just saying, you know, when people say really, like, offensive things, like in their comedy act, and then the audience gets mad... And I'm guilty of this sometimes, too. Then you're, like, mad at the audience for getting mad. But the only reason you did the most offensive shock value thing was to be shocking. Then when you shock them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I kind of said that whole thing two or three times already, so I feel like people get it.
Yeah.
Anthony Rogers, are you taking the minutes?
We got to wrap this up because I got to go. You're in
well,
Long
you've
Island.
Been, you've been a delight, as always, Richard Voss.
No, today
wonderful
I wasn't on my game today.
Experience. The thing about this podcast, too, is I can never use it in my intro.
Why?
Not that I would want to. No, because she's a co-host of My Wife Hates Me. It sounds like I'm... And then, you know, the way I dress and stuff, it's like... It really reads as...
You're a lesbian?
Mm-hmm.
Big deal.
Which is fine, but then it's like... I gotta like.
Then do her and her husband have a podcast called My Wife Hates Me?
Yeah, but I've.
Very popular.
I made a promise to myself that I would never use you in my intro.
That was your promise? Well, anyhow, you're at.
I just want people to know it wasn't anal last night.
Never.
Rich doesn't get hard enough for that. Oh, you're so mean. Whoa. So, I dig a Viagra.
Bonnie's in Governor's McGuire's this
week. McGuire's.
In Bohemia, Long Island.
Thank you. You gotta come. I've done almost no fucking promotions on it because I didn't know where I was.
Well, you're on Bennington tomorrow.
I'm on Bennington tomorrow. But it was your week. It was your weekend. This is how creative they are as a business. Oh, Rich Voss was supposed to be here. He canceled because he's going on a cruise. Well, let's just, is there some way we could keep the it in the family? Is there somebody else there that does comedy at his house? His wife? Let's get his wife in there.
All right, I got to run. This weekend, go behind the wall in November 6th. Buy your tickets for Would You Bang Him. Go to the Comedy Cellar. Bonnie, I love you. I think you're great at this. I'll see you next week. Peace
Bye.
Out. Bye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.